Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And good evening, everyone. It's Angelina Diana with the Mediums and Messages program brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. You can find all the information you need to know about the foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Well, this program is brought to you every Thursday at this time, every third Thursday of the month. And it's specifically geared towards the certified and scientific research mediums that the foundation has gathered based on their ability to bring through spirit in an evidential and ethical way. So tonight we will be conversing with and communing with the spirit with a wonderful medium named Rebecca Ann LoCicero. If you have the internet in front of you, you can go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and click on certified mediums to check out all the certified mediums, but especially tonight, you can see Rebecca's website. I can give that to you as well, too. I have it here as RebeccaAnn.org, and you can go there and find everything you need to know about Rebecca. But something that's very unique about the foundation that you might not be aware of is there's many different organizations out there today. I don't know. I think they're kind of copying us, to tell you the truth, if I could be so bold to say. But there's a lot of different organizations out there today that claim to have certified mediums or best mediums or mediums that have been scientifically researched. And the neat thing about the foundation that's unique is we do certify our mediums through a special program where they do have to have the ability to bring through evidential information, the ability to be ethical and work very closely with spirit. But I have to be frank, as a medium myself, I have to be a medium actually, not frank. I know I'm being silly. But really, to be totally upfront with you, the unique thing that I find about this program compared to other programs is they don't charge us. They don't charge us to be on their site. Really, it's a scientific organization. It also has mediums connected to it. And it's really doing it for the higher good, really, to provide for the public a list of mediums that might be in your area that could help you understand what happens to our loved ones when they cross over. And, of course, if you look at the Forever Family Foundation website, you'll also notice it's also scientifically based. There are many scientists and researchers and books and interesting articles based on what science feels about what happens to us or when your loved one crosses over. So if you'd like more information on that, again, you can go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And being a not-for-profit 501(c), where we bring different programs like this to you, as well as different events, speakers that could open your mind and hopefully give you peace of mind about what happens to your loved ones when they cross over. We like to also actually raise money so that we can bring these different programs to you. So if you go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, you'll notice that there's many different ways that you can help. Some ways when you don't even have to actually spend money. If you're already thinking of purchasing something online, if you go to our website and click on the iGive.com button, if you're already going to be spending that money, actually purchase it through that site. They have thousands and thousands of very well-known markets and storefronts that you're familiar with. And a portion, an additional portion, will be donated by iGive towards the Forever Family Foundation. Also, if you purchase a book through our Amazon search vehicle engine through our website, Also part of a small part of percentage will be given to the Forever Family Foundation. And another interesting, unique way that you can give to our nonprofit, if you're interested in understanding about survival of consciousness, understanding about our loved ones and what happens to them when they cross over, we have different programs. And one that we have coming up is our raffle. And we have the Holiday of the Earth raffle for 2012 coming up. And it's really a unique way that not only can you give and help out the foundation, but you have a chance to receive. And what happens there, if you're not familiar with it, is you have an opportunity to win a one-hour mediumship reading by phone. We will pick five winners. It's an online raffle with five chances to win that reading. And the five mediums that will be donating their time for this is Tracy Bray, Bobby Ellison, Laura Lynn Jackson, Dave Campbell, and myself. And what's really neat is the more chances you buy, the more chances you have to win. So if you go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, right on the front page, you'll see information about this raffle. We appreciate the donations. We appreciate the support. The foundation has grown in leaps and bounds. And I personally believe it's because of spirit. And we like to find interesting ways to raise money, and this is one way that we found that not only helps out the foundation, but we, you know, we can give back. It's really kind of a neat thing to know. I know, like, for instance, I also participated in the last raffle, and I've already emailed and been in contact with the person that I will be reading. And what's really neat is that I know that Spirit will be giving all they have to give in the hour that we're together, but it's really neat to know the person that I'm reading gave to the foundation. It's almost like a gift for me, to tell you the truth. So it's really awesome. So if you get an opportunity to check that out, we would absolutely love it if you could support us that way. I think what I'm going to do now is take a very short break. And when we do that, we'll have an opportunity. I know most of you are familiar with Rebecca Ann. She's been a guest here on the program many times. She's all too willing, which is absolutely fabulous, to be a guest when we need one. And very happy to have her here this evening. So we'll familiarize ourselves again with her work and then start connecting to spirit and answering your questions. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. We'll be right back.
After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world, but for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential, and research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
It is with great pleasure that we announce the formation of the Winbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential. Dr. Julie Beischel, Director of Research at Winbridge and one of the premier investigators in the field of mediumship research, reports that the team at Winbridge will continue pursuing the many unanswered questions that remain in the field of afterlife science. Please go to www.windbridge.org to learn more about this groundbreaking research institute. That's www.windbridge.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. You could find all the information that you need to know about this not-for-profit at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. My name is Angelina Diana. I'm a medium and a proud volunteer of the Forever Family Foundation, and I get the opportunity every third Thursday to spend an evening with you and get you familiar with one of our many certified mediums. If you're curious about the program, wonder what it's all about, again, you could go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. We have a unique program in that we do certify our mediums to be sure that they're ethical, that they bring through evidential information. We do this as a service to the public because we know that there can be some mediums out there that aren't so cool. And it's really wonderful to have that list housed under the umbrella of the foundation because we're fortunate to also be and have wonderful scientists and an interesting array of information for you. So if you're interested in checking it out, I encourage you to go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And this is the part I like, bringing on another fellow medium. I would like you all to take a moment to hear about Rebecca Ann LeCicero. In her own words, she's with us right now. Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm very good. Hello. Good evening.
I'm doing great. I want to pass along to our producer, Seth, that I could hardly hear Rebecca for some reason. I don't know if it's spirit or there's like a very funny vibe. She sounds like a robot to me, so I don't know what's going on tonight, but it's kind
of
freaky.
And yet we can hear you, and yet you sound wonderful. We can hear you wonderfully. So it has to be spirit communicating with you, and I just think that's great.
Yeah, you sound better, too. So I don't know if you're moving or anything. Are you staying still in one space, Rebecca?
Yep, I'm good. I'm in my kitchen. I've got a hot chocolate.
Nice.
It's great.
That's wonderful. If you'd like to find out more information about Rebecca's website, I know you do private readings. You do group readings. You have a office in, it's Vernon, Connecticut, right?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, Vernon, Connecticut, but you also do phone readings, right?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Or Skype.
Or
you know what I'm finding is really great with Skype these days?
What's that?
Skype on mute and put your phone on speaker.
Interesting. You don't find a delay or anything?
It's so much better.
You don't find a delay or anything? You don't get delays or...
You know, what's worse, the delay on Skype or the delay looking at a delay?
I hear you.
Because if you're listening on the phone. So,
That's true.
I've been doing that lately, too. So it's kind of like, you know, playing with technology to make it work the best. But, yeah, I'm having, you know, a wonderful time with my family right now. I have a daughter who's going to be going to college next year. And
wonderful.
Then I know, and I have another daughter who's going to be in full day first grade next year. So I've got each spectrum going on in this wonderful time right now, and I only am really just connecting with people on a lot of one-on-ones and groups and, yeah, readings.
That's great. So if you would like information, you can go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, but you can also go to rebeccaann.org. Now, is the best way to get a hold of you through phone to make an appointment or email?
Oh, no, email. Just email me.
So your email.
I'm telling you, don't call.
Okay. So your email is rsmith001@snet.net, correct?
Yep.
Excellent. Good. So again, all the information can be found on the web if you're interested in finding out more about Rebecca. Now, I know sometimes I ask this question of other mediums, so I'm just going to throw this out at you. I know that Spirit always has an intention when they do their work. It seems like they're always not only working very hard to let us know that they're around during a session or otherwise, but sometimes mediums find a certain theme, or they're finding that Spirit is trying to teach them certain things over and over again. You might see maybe four different clients and you'll find a running theme within Spirit. Are you catching any certain messages or things that are sticking with you that you'd like to share with us? Because I know our listeners are always curious about how Spirit works. So do you have any thoughts on that or something you'd like to share before we get to the readings?
Well, I can say this. We're in 2012, and I have found immediately that a lot of my pieces of information that are coming through are connecting with years and years after 2012 as well. Like loved ones coming through saying, oh, don't worry, you'll get married in 2013. And I've found a lot of comfort. I mean, you said personally, I'm finding comfort in the fact that life is definitely going to continue after all of this 2012 hubbub. So
yeah.
I thought I'd throw that out being January because, you know, I don't want people to come and get a reading from me because they're nervous about anything like that or ask Spirit what they should do about that. Common themes, too, that I've been getting an awful lot are doubles.
What do you mean by doubles?
I will get more than one for you. You'll come, your intention will be maybe, you know, I'd like to connect with my brother and maybe I'd like to connect with my father. And I'll get the brother and the father, always. Oh. I always get two lately. Hmm. So it's nice when somebody comes in, I'll be like, okay, you have your grandmother here, and here's the whole message, and your grandfather's here too. So I am finding a lot of pairs coming in, and that's a common thing. I'm not sure if I'm answering the question correctly.
No, you are. No,
I never thought about this before.
Yeah, whatever it is for you, there's no wrong answer. Now, do you think, I'm just curious, this is a theme that they're sending to help teach the grieving or to help develop the medium?
You know, I'd like to think it's to help develop me.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful to be able to give the connection, to recognize that the connections are coming in multiples, or that Spirit is coming in groups. I mean, I could laugh because as a medium, I'm kind of like, okay, I have three men. Let me figure this out.
Right.
So, you know, you might have to sit back and go, okay, there's two, not one. Geez, I got to figure it out. And so for me, it is for me because I'm learning almost how to hear a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so comforting. I just keep continuing to think how comforting it is. So when I come through and I'm crossed over, I can bring all my Spirit buddies with me.
There you go.
And you're not just popping in alone. It's there's a connection. So I'm finding more of a connection.
And you know why it's even, do you know why it's even more comforting? Because what I like about this, and I find that every medium I've asked has said pretty much close to what you've said, is that
wow.
A lot of people come in, a lot of grieving people come in, and they think, well, mediums know it all. Mediums know how to connect. Mediums can easily get my loved one, and they could just, they have a direct...
Oh, the ones answer. That say, but, I wish I could do what you can do.
Right. But what's neat
I'd
about
I'd be so much
this,
better.
What's neat about this, Rebecca, is as a medium yourself, and I admit it too, that we don't know it all, and we're constantly working on, well, how do I connect with them? Wait, there's three spirits here. How do I learn the difference between spirit one, two, and three? How do I hone in on that? So if we're, as mediums, as professional mediums who do this for a living and have a desire to do it and have a passion to help people through it like you and I do, are still, I don't want to use the word struggling, but maybe, you know, searching for different ways to be even more connected, I hope
mm-hmm.
it helps someone who's grieving say, hey, if they don't got it down, I have to take the pressure off myself because I'm grieving. So how is it that I'm going to be able to get this overnight if a medium can't? So I hope
mm-hmm.
it takes the pressure off because I've been finding my theme lately is I've been working with, it seems, I've been sent heavily, heavily grieving people, visibly grieving.
Yeah.
And to the point where it's almost like their heart is gone and they're a shell of a person, and all they want is for me to be absolutely on target to get that one spirit and to be able to say to them, I don't know if I'll get your spirit. I'll be able to honor anybody that comes through. And they're like, what do you mean you don't have a direct line? No.
If you could do that, I want to know how, because
right.
I can't do
right.
that either. Are
right.
you kidding? And
right.
yes, there is that. I mean, and it's, you know, the medium part of it is so fulfilling.
Right.
But for somebody to be so focused on one thing, it's almost like then you have to step into the scientific part of it for a little bit. And I hope this doesn't stretch in language too much. But, I mean, then what I'm doing is I'm sitting there as the medium. So you must be doing this too, of course. They want that one person. So their mind, their energy, and their body is all in the direction of that one person. And here we are possibly channeling someone else who may be the one who's going to bring that person in. Well, we need
right.
to clarify who that is first, you know. And it's hard for somebody's energy and their vibration to be so in one direction without being open altogether.
Right.
It's, yeah.
But I think the grieving also, I think, is at least the message I've been seeing, is the grieving are understanding that it because they're not listening to their loved ones does not mean that they're not with them. It means that there's a process, and first honoring grief, but there's a process of understanding, oh, this is how this person might communicate with me, but then there's someone else on the other side, and they might communicate with me a different way, or I might even perceive or receive their information a different way, because as a medium works, we know that sometimes, like you and I work differently, but yet we bring through spirit. But we have different ways that we sense it and how we bring it into the fold. And I just find it interesting lately. It's like when they discover that, they're like, oh, well, now I thought my loved one wasn't with me, but now I feel better because I know it's going to be a discovery process. It isn't just, boom,
right.
the lights are on, I can connect.
And that should continue. And I even,
right.
you know, because I have that ethical rule where it's like at least 6 months between readings, and even further on after that, if we need to, you know, we can discuss it. But there's that, you know, you're going to leave my office. That's a reading for a lifetime. You take that home with you. You remember that penny you found this morning in the elevator on the way up, and the penny you find tomorrow, and the penny you find next week and next month and next year is still going to be from that same loved one. Like, don't leave it just in the moment either. It's almost like take it all in so you can feel your dad today and your grandmother today, get them both, but then you can take them to both that awaken that energy.
Right.
Oh, I got excited.
but it's kind of interesting, isn't it?
It is interesting.
Well, I think what we're going to do now is, go ahead. Please finish.
I was just going to say, everybody connects with mediums differently, and I expect us all to be different because we're all unique souls. Everybody is.
Right.
I find also something, you know, when you were saying common things that come to me, I have life experiences that I look up and I go, okay, are you serious? You're sending this person to me to connect with their loved one because I've had the same situation.
Right.
And I'm recognizing that over and over and over again. And if you haven't had that situation in your life, for you to be able to receive that information in the way that that person needs it to be received, then I would assume spirit's going to come knocking on my door or your door versus mine if you have an experience. And, you know, and that's why I love the foundation. I mean, if people go and they look at all the mediums' websites, which is really easy to click, we all have our websites. We all put our personalities out there and really connect, you know, let your loved one tap you on the shoulder when you're looking at one of the mediums.
Mm.
Yeah.
They'll do that. That's great. Well, what we're going to do now is we're going to take our first caller. You ready to go?
Okay.
You
oh,
ready
sure.
to go? Okay, let's connect to Michelle.
I'm never ready.
Here we go. Well, let's connect to Michelle from Maryland.
You
good
be
good
quiet. Did you
good
say
evening?
Michelle?
Yes, that's right. Hold on. I don't say anything yet because I was going to explain that, okay? So let's have Michelle come on the line. Michelle, are you there? Hello, Michelle.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, good evening. Welcome to Mediums and Messages. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. So I just want to explain something before we actually speak with Michelle. When we had Rebecca on hold offline, getting ready to do the show, I'm trying to talk about the show to Rebecca, and the first thing she says is, wait a minute, hold on. I'm getting an MI. I have to speak to the MI. There's an MI. There'll be an MI on hold. I need to talk to her. So I first open the screen to see what Seth is sending me. And who's the first caller? Michelle from Maryland. So welcome to the program. I think Rebecca obviously has something that she wants to say to you. Go ahead, Rebecca.
Oh, my gosh. Michelle, I'm so excited. It's really exciting that I'm needing to verify something for itself. I just knew that you were going to call. I knew that you were going to call because somebody kept saying your name to me while I was getting ready for the show. So I don't know how prepared you were or what was around you. Now, I have a couple of loved ones that are around you. I have a grandmother that steps forward, and I believe this grandmother is connected to your mom. And I believe that your mom is your mom in spirit?
No, actually, if I can just step in, I am calling because it's a different situation. I have become very close with a certain family.
Okay.
And they have become very dear to me, and they recently had a very tragic loss.
Okay,
and
so
because
what,
of this loss, because of their loss, I had become very close to them, and I wanted to see if you could maybe find that or talk to that spirit.
Okay, well, let's explain to Michelle that it's up to spirit to come forward. We can't do fast food ordering of the other side. It's more their intention needs to come through. So I want to say to you, Michelle, if you decide to seek the services of a medium at another realm, it's important that you don't feed them or give them additional information because you really want to protect your information because it'll be a really wonderful experience if that information comes through without you telling anybody anything. Okay?
Perfect.
Okay. Okay. So go ahead, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle, it's kind of like call waiting. I've got your loved ones talking to me in one ear and I've got you guys in the other. So, it's sometimes it's not a delay. I'll keep talking, but you got to hang on to it. Is this a mother that we lost?
No.
Was this a mother to the family we lost?
No.
No. Okay. And do you have a mother in spirit, or is your mother here?
No, my mother is here.
Okay. Is there another M connection?
No.
Okay. Hold on. This is what I'm feeling. Angelina, feel free to, if you want to jump in. I have two sides to my story. What I feel is like I have a mother figure. I have a grandmother that's coming through talking about the mother, and this is very loud to me. On the other side, I have a group of children. I feel like I have three or four children. So did I lose one of these children?
Yes. My very close family friends lost
a child.
One of their children.
Thank you. I'm seeing two. Did we lose a boy?
No.
No. Okay, I'm seeing two very clear pictures for you, but I'm not getting through that there's a girl child. I'm getting through what I feel like is three or four kids. Are there three kids in this family left?
No, there's one left.
There's one left. Okay, I'm not connecting.
Yes.
Okay, so let me take over, and I'll try my best to honor. This is Angelina Diana. The first thing I'm feeling connected is I don't feel a connection that's a child yet. Hopefully that will happen, but I need to honor what's happening. I want to go on Dad's side of the family, and I'm feeling what feels like two males coming through. I feel like there's a grandfather on Dad's side past, correct?
Yes.
Okay, he makes me feel like he had a very sensitive heart. So I take that in two ways. I'm getting him sensitive in that he was a manly man but had a sensitive personality, right?
Yes.
Okay, but he also had heart issues, right?
Somewhat, yes.
He makes my left side hurt, and I do feel like there's some type of an impact in the middle of the sternum area. To me, that's heart. So was there an upfront kind of lung issue going on with him that drowned out his heart?
Yeah, lung cancer.
Okay, that would make sense to me. So I want to honor that grandfather's coming through. This was a very calm and sensitive guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He comes across one, if you could say yes for me, that helps. So he was a very calm and sensitive guy, right?
Yes.
Okay, and he makes me feel like he's coming through to really kind of organize and relax the reading. So he was a very kind of pointed, organized man, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what he's doing. He's saying, hold on, everyone, calm down. Not to the mediums, but to the other side. Okay, and I feel like it's because Rebecca is picking up on different folks, but they're so anxious to talk. And usually that means for me as a medium is that you, before the session started, said, okay, I want this child to come through, but it would be nice to hear from grandfather. It would be nice to hear from, right? Yeah, you did that exactly. Now, that's what that usually means to me when there's that experience. So, no, this is proof that they hear you. Okay, Michelle? They hear you. Because that's what's going on in this moment. Now, I know when Rebecca said family of three, and you said no. First she said four. You said no. Then she said family of three. I heard in my head, and I know I can't prove this, but there are three left. There are three left.
That's what I heard. There are three left.
Yeah. And so that makes sense, right, with this family that you're connected to?
Well, technically, if you count the mom and the dad and then the one daughter that they have left, then that would be a family of three.
Yeah, so I think that's what I heard when Rebecca was talking. So I think she was connecting to that family, and the fourth one she was feeling was the child on the other side. When she said that, and she said a male, I said, and through the spirit said to me, I'm a very aggressive girl. I like my energy out there. Do you understand that?
Oh, I do.
This female that passed has a very male energy. There's something about her really wanting to soak up life really quick and really fast. Do you understand that?
I do.
Okay. To me, that's a male energy. Mediums, the way I work anyway, and maybe Rebecca, you can back this up. I don't know if you work this way. But for me, I might feel a male energy, but they were a female who was very aggressive in life. And that's what I heard in my head. I know I can't prove it, but I hope you see how that makes sense, because what is validating here.
Yes, I do.
That she has this, I got to soak up life. I got to take everything that I can from it. Almost very driven to some aspects. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, what's interesting is your grandfather is going over to her, and he's handing to her what looks like to me. Now, I know your grandfather didn't know her, but in spirit, they're together. Says, here's the brush. Do your painting. So this girl had to be very artistic. Do you understand that?
Okay.
I'm sorry, is that a yes? Okay. I need to hear yes, because okay to me feels like you're thinking and reading. I need to hear yes. Now, so that is a yes, correct?
Yes, I would say she was artistic, yes.
Okay. Now, what's interesting is grandfather wants to teach her to be more so. So your grandfather is an excellent teacher. Do you understand that? Okay. And he's going over, showing her and saying, you needed to be more patient in life. You needed to be more patient. So he's lovingly telling her what her lesson should have been. So as driven and as sweet and as nice and as great as this daughter is and was physically, she was impatient.
I feel a couple of things that I want to throw out. I'm feeling the letter J.
Rebecca, hold on one second.
Well,
I just want to get that last validation, and then you could take over the reading again. Because So could you admit, Michelle, or know of, that this young woman that passed, she needed to calm down her energy and really listen to the people around her? Do you understand that?
Yes, probably. Yeah, I would say so. Oh. She had a lot of energy.
There we go. All right. Just know that it's coming from grandfather, and those are the two people I feel around. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Rebecca. You can take over.
Well, I was feeling the letter J. I was hearing something like Jenny or Janie. I'm not sure if that will connect for you, but there's definitely a J connection. And is this a trauma that's connected to a teen?
Yes.
Thank you. And can I say that what I'm feeling is a lot of, and I validate this with Angelina too, because when I was getting the J vibration coming through, I was almost getting it as if I was either involved in drugs or on some sort of a medication. Do you understand this?
No, that doesn't apply.
That does not apply. Is there an accident with this? Is somebody on something?
Yes.
Because she don't feel like she's alone. Okay.
No, there was an accident, but no drugs were involved.
Okay. If it's not drugs, I have the very, like, out of it kind of feeling, like NyQuil, I have to go to sleep kind of feeling. So to me, that's alcohol.
Okay.
Or something along those lines. So I almost feel like I hear her screaming, accident, accident, accident. I also have,
okay. Well,
she's giving me numbers.
Sense.
So I'm, pardon me?
Yes, that makes sense to me, what you're saying.
Yeah.
About being very
okay.
tired and needing to maybe go home and...
I mean, are we falling asleep at the wheel? It seems like I want to make sure that people know this was an accident, that this was not on purpose, that this was an accident. I don't want to say nobody's responsible, but I just feel like somebody didn't feel well.
Yeah.
I understand the hair
driving.
Comment, too. Say that again, hon.
Say. She was driving home, and she was very tired, and she had left from somewhere, and she was going home, and that's when the accident occurred.
Okay. I feel like she's trying to tell me that she just didn't feel good. So she's either asleep at the wheel, or like I'm just falling asleep, or there's something about that. So she must have really pushed herself. There's something about her hair, too. I don't know if she cut it all off or dyed it purple or I don't know what it is, but there's something about her hair. I just got to put that out there. Did she honor her hair a lot?
She had just cut her hair short.
Short. Okay. Thank you. I can see that. It was almost as if Daniel's mane or whoever, whatever. It was almost like a ceremony for her, she feels like, to do that for her hair. So she needs you to know. So are you an auntie?
I
know that you're friends. Does she call
friend.
You an aunt? Pardon me?
No, I actually never met her. I became very
you
close
never
with
met.
Her parents when she died. I almost felt like she was sending me signs. Mm-hmm. And with these signs, I reached out to her parents. And I became very
okay.
close with her parents. And I felt like she actually brought me close to her family through all these little signs.
Okay. It's very
possible.
I
feel like you become an auntie. I feel like you become a sister. I feel like you're a sister to the mom. So if that explains the dynamic of the relationship at all. I honor what you're doing. I honor where she's coming from. And she's fine.
Actually, remember you said a J name?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a name does pop up. A Justin.
Okay, good.
Is there a Justin?
Is there a young male Justin crossover?
Yeah.
Okay, you can't be dialing up
so
spirit
joking.
From the other side. We need to honor the flow of what's going
yeah,
on
gotcha.
On an ethical
Sorry.
Basis. No, that's okay. It's okay that you
well,
ask.
Well, not
so,
only that, but it becomes like a full reading. So
yeah.
we have to be careful
no,
on,
gotcha.
We're on the radio. We can't
right,
jump.
But what we really, really need to honor here, that it is possible that this female was bringing up the J name to validate him.
Yeah.
That's very possible. And that's sometimes what happens in a session. But my hope, Michelle, in the time that we're together, even though there was a lot of confusion and things came fast and furious, that when you listen back or you remember this reading, that you see some of the validation that came through. And if I could be so bold to say, it's wonderful that you're feeling this female and that she is bringing you closer to her family. I believe spirit has the ability to do that, and I hope it brings more connection and more awareness for you and her family that our loved ones go on after they pass. Thank you for calling the show.
Is she happy? Could you tell me that much?
I do believe, and I think Rebecca will agree, that they are
they are
in peace, and they do have their happiness, and they do feel their connection to us. They don't miss us because they're with us. And that they do find ways to let us know. Say again?
No, Michelle, this is what's important, Michelle. Whoever yeah. you're listening to or whoever you're talking to or however you're bringing in the information, Angelina and I both know spirit is at peace. So make sure you just remember that when you're on this adventure with this family and honor it as a blessing and a guide.
Perfect. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Michelle. And thank you for calling. I wish you all the best. Okay, well, you're welcome. Okay, we're going to take a quick break right now, Seth, and when we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back real shortly. You're listening to Mediums and Messages.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANS-C. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world, but for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com. I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm your host, Angelina Diana. We want to thank you for listening to Mediums and Messages, which is brought to you every third Thursday through the regular scheduling show, which is on every third Thursday, every Thursday called Signs of Life, again brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Our guest medium for the evening is Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello.
You know, we had a very interesting conversation off the air, and I think it's really interesting in our styles and how different that that we work. I feel like you said you like to ask three questions to the sitter, and if the answer is no, then you refer back to spirit. Is that what you were saying off the air?
I do. Kind of use it as a conversation. I wait to hear what I need to hear. Or I get overwhelmed with the thought or the impression or, you know, however it comes. And I start where I, you know, where my heart feels like starting. And if they, and believe me, even when I'm the sitter, sometimes it takes a while for me to go, oh, I know what you were talking about. But I present what I'm feeling up front. And I ask if they say no, I ask spirit again. I receive if they say no, I ask spirit again. I receive, I reply, I channel. If it becomes a no again from the sitter,
Are you ever in fear that the sitter might think you're prying for questions or trying.
Well, you know, that's part of the ethical part of it. I don't want to keep going if I need to take a deep breath, or if I need to ground my feet, or if I need to hear clearer and maybe just, you know, take 3 or 4 seconds to make sure that I'm getting the message correctly. And then everything goes, I mean, and that does not happen every time. That's just when it happens.
Gotcha.
You know, after the first no, I go, okay. You know, and it does not happen very often at all, thank God. But it's one of those things where ethically, yeah, I bleeding sucks, and I don't want them to get nervous.
Gotcha. Okay, well, let's take our next caller. By the way, I work the opposite way. I try not to ever ask questions. I want to make statements of energy. Just makes me feel better. I get a little hyper about the ethics, so, you know, you're stronger mm-hmm. than I am. You're much
well,
stronger
I say
than
that,
I
am. Me using the word question and you using the word statement, it's still the response, whether I say it as a statement or a question that needs validation. That's
gotcha.
What I'm talking about.
That makes sense. Let's bring Jeanette from Utah on line 2. Good evening, Jeanette. How are you?
Hi, how are you tonight?
We're doing good.
Can
Thank you
hear
so
me?
Much. Yes, we can. Can you hear us okay?
Great, yeah.
Excellent. Thank you so much for listening.
I was just hoping you'd bring through whoever.
Great. Well, thank you for listening to Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Why don't you say hi to our guest medium, Rebecca, and see what happens.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, girl. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I have a male energy that's coming through, and I'm very excited.
Okay.
This is a tall energy to me. He stands next to somebody who he calls his brother. Do we have a dad in energy?
No.
No. I have what I feel is a brother energy. They're standing next to each other. These are brothers. Is there an R like a Robert connected to you?
Not
Ralph,
no,
Robert,
not
a male R connection?
Oh, wait. I know a Ralph. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Are we family? I feel like I'm family. I need to tell you I feel like I'm family. And I'm very excited. I feel energetic. Now, is he older than you? I want him older than you.
I'm sorry, the Ralph?
He kind of looks at you.
The Ralph is still alive, correct?
Okay,
no, the
thinking,
Ralph
I'm trying
is
to think
friend.
Of an R that's crossed over. I'm sorry. Like an uncle,
yeah,
like your dad's brother. I need the brother. I need the brother connection. And I'm so excited. And I feel like I knew you when you were little. So there's something about me being older than you. Not too much. I don't know if I want to go to a grandfather connection. I feel more like I'm in your parents' generation. And I feel like I'm an uncle to the family. And I'm just excited to say hi to you because it's he feels like he taught you about family. Do you understand this?
It could be I have two uncles in spirit.
Okay. Are we brothers?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because that's my brother connection. Okay, very good. Okay. Are we dad's brothers?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, that makes sense to me. And they love you. And that makes sense, too, because I feel, and I'm going to jump off a limb here, but do we have Polish in the family? Are we Polish?
No, not that I know.
No, okay, I'll take no, but I definitely don't feel Italian. So I feel like I have so many traditions when it comes to the holidays and when it comes to Easter. And we taught you about family. This is really important that your uncles are telling you that they taught you about family. Do you understand this? Now, they tell me they're also with another relative in that family, on that side of the family. Did we have a trauma? Because I feel like you're trying to bring through maybe a cousin. I feel like they're trying to bring through somebody younger for you.
Okay. Yeah, could be.
Who's my M connection? Mary? Mary? I'll take Mary. Is it a cousin? Am I a cousin? These people are so excited, I don't know how you sit still. So when you feel them around you, because I think they are around you a lot, okay, I understand. One moment, please. They're talking about a Cancer connection as well. I almost feel like, hooray, which is really a weird thing to say over cancer. I'm sorry about that. So they're either celebrating that somebody's in remission and they're really excited, or they're celebrating because somebody died of cancer and they're really excited, which that's okay. If people over there want to be excited, somebody join them, they can. But I don't feel like it's Mary that they're talking about. They're talking about somebody else. I feel like Mary's trying to hold my hand. Was she little?
I have a Mary that's a grandmother, and then I have a Martha that's a cousin. They're all in spirit.
Okay, M-A, so, cousin, that matches exactly who I was feeling. Is that connected to the uncles as well? Because they're all just really excited.
That would be Martha, yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, my little girl. I feel like it's, you know, it's one of theirs or something. There's something connected there.
Correct.
Easter, I don't know. All I can say is Easter and jelly beans. I don't know if that's a memory for you. Easter, I see Easter baskets. I don't even like jelly beans, girl. I don't even like them, so I don't even know why they're showing them to me. They have to be specific. Now, you're from, where did you say you were from? You didn't say you were from the north. Are you from the north somewhere? Are you from Maine or Vermont? Canada? Are you up north?
No, I live in Utah.
You live in Utah. Well, they're talking about up north, Maine, Vermont. I can go to Michigan, but that's kind of like over the water. I want to come back to the East Coast. All right, I'm just telling you. Ralph. Who's the Ralph? That's one of the uncles?
No, Ralph is a friend of mine.
Okay, they're talking about him then. They're talking about that R name. Who's got the mustache?
That's not surprising.
Pardon me?
Ralph had a mustache probably off and on over the years.
And you know this. I don't want to go psychic.
I'm
They're
sorry,
just mentioning him. It broke up?
Okay.
Uh-oh. I just want to, you know, it's not, you know, I don't want to go psychic, like I said, but it is, they're just mentioning it so they're watching you. They see what's going around. Can like, your cousin say hi to you in such a way that you would understand? She seems so little. Look, I'm seeing her, like, 7 to 10 years old. I know she didn't die that young, but that's how I'm seeing her, and I need you to know that. So I don't know if you were that
okay.
age or what she's trying to reflect, but she's trying to say hi to you. The impression that I get.
I was that age.
Okay. She says be delicate, so you're a mush.
I'm a mush?
Oh, yeah, she gets you mushy, like you cry a lot. She's like, you cry a lot. And that's okay, there's nothing wrong with that, but that's what I get from her. She's like, she's a mush. That's the word, I don't know. But that's what I feel for you today. I feel a lot of energy from them. When they're around you, you must get excited. Is there a Bobby?
Yeah, I do.
Uncle, you have a Bobby?
It's not ringing a bell.
Okay.
Well, she didn't validate the Robert, so maybe it's a different B connection that's coming through, Rebecca.
Okay. Well, I just want to leave it out there for Spirit and validate that I do hear the R. I can say that they're, you know, they are mentioning you and watching you, and Ralph does make sense. But because I'm hearing it again now as a Bobby, I just need you to take that home and see if that fits somewhere for you at some point in time.
Okay.
I hope this helped you, Jeanette. And I hope there were a lot of people that came through, and I hope that when you reflect on this reading from Rebecca, that you feel their love and their connection for you. Thank you for calling the program.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a nice evening.
Thank you, Jeanette.
You too.
Okay, let's connect to Marcia. Marcia's on the line. Good evening, Marcia. Thank you for listening to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm your host, Angelina Diana, and our guest medium is Rebecca. Good evening, Marcia. How are you?
How are you? Fine. Thank you.
We're doing good. Do you have a question for Rebecca, or would you like her to connect to Spirit?
I'd love a connection.
Okay, Rebecca, what are you feeling for Marcia?
Well, hello there, Marcia.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm feeling somebody coming through who's a female who seems to be coming through very slow. The slow energy that I feel is probably them starting to connect with the fact that they had an illness and that the illness made them very slow. This seems to be a female that's very close to you, so I'm either a mother or I'm a grandmother on mom's side. But this illness to me seems like you were one who either took care of her or made it a point to stay there for a long period of time. I feel like she's very joyous because she was able to connect with her sister. I feel like this illness that's connected... I'm sorry?
Rebecca, why don't you let her validate some of what you said? Do you understand some of that, Marcia?
Yes.
Can you please tell us what you understand?
About the mother who's slow meeting a sister.
That okay, great.
Interesting, yes.
Perfect, great. Okay. Go ahead, Rebecca.
So did we validate that your mom is in spirit?
Yes, she is.
Okay, thank you. Well, she's so overjoyed to be with her sister that I almost want to say as much as she loves you, she doesn't care she's with her sister. So there must be some sort of a joke about the fact that she gets to hang out with her now. They missed out. She says, thank you very much. Were we bedridden?
She had an illness for 3 years. She was bedridden.
For years?
Yes, she was. For 3 years.
For 3 years. Was she in bed for
That's
three
correct.
Years? Oh!
Well, she was...
Okay.
She was not mobile.
Not mobile. This is what she tells
me.
So, were you not the one to take care of her, but you visited?
Correct.
Okay. You want to know about signs. Let me tell you really quick. This mama's no joke. She's in your electricity. She's in your coffee pot. She's in your radio. Do you understand me?
I guess so.
Hold on, Rebecca. That's not a guess so either. Is she contacting you through electrical things, or is that a yes or a no, Marcia?
Not really.
Okay, so now Rebecca has to go back and figure out why her mother is showing you all these electrical things, right, Rebecca?
Right, and that goes back to my, you know, tell me no so I can go back and I can get it specifically for you and I can hear them say it again. Your mother's energy is in the home where you are. She's visiting you. She's telling me that she is putting her songs on the radio. She's blinking lights. She's walking by you, and you feel her. She's very physically present is what she's trying to tell me.
Do you understand that? Hold on, Rebecca. Do you understand that, Marcia?
I would say I would thought it was my father, but if you say it's my mother, okay, it's my mother.
Perfect. Unfortunately, Rebecca, hold on.
Yes. Energy.
Hold on. Unfortunately, we're out of time. I'm going to have to stop right there. I'm very sorry for that. But Marcia, I hope that you saw that the validation of your mom and sister coming through was helpful and healing for you. Know that your father, because you alluded to the fact that your father has passed, even though he did not make an appearance or we don't have the time to connect, unfortunately, please know that he's okay. Just because someone doesn't come through doesn't mean that they're not okay and not connected to you. Unfortunately, I have to wrap this up really quick. I want to thank Rebecca for her time, her energy tonight, and certainly her dedication and volunteerism with the Forever Family Foundation. You can get a hold of Rebecca at rebeccaann.org. And I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. My name is Angelina Diana. You've been listening to Mediums and Messages. And remember, your loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Thank you very much.